El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got El Paso High School on the brain today. We're going to continue that in a bit. But we do have to tell you about how we start the El Paso History Show second hour on a normal basis. And that is with the El Paso History Moment. Produced by Melissa Sargent. I've heard of her. And she is for the El Paso History Alliance doing these things. Her History Moment today is about how the Gage Hotel came to be built and saved in Marathon, Texas.
A vision held by two men. Alfred Gage left his home in Vermont in 1878 for Texas with little more than a $20 gold piece in his pocket. He would eventually land in Brewster County, Texas, in Marathon, with its mountainous terrain and open ranch country. And by the 1920s, Gage had built a ranching empire of more than 500,000 acres. The town of Marathon was desolate, accessible only by horseback or wagons on rough roads or rail, and lodging was sparse. Gage decided to build a hotel to accommodate travelers and ranchers alike, also establishing it as a base for his ranching operations. Gage commissioned El Paso architect Henry Trost to design and build a Spanish mission-style hotel, which opened for business in 1927. Unfortunately, Alfred Gage would die a year after the hotel would open, but the Gage Hotel would continue for decades, serving guests like Mount Rushmore sculptor Woodson Borglum and Western author Zane Grey, who may well have penned his greatest Wild West novel at the Gage, and others who wandered through the region. Eventually, Marathon and the hotel would become all but abandoned, falling onto tough times. It wasn't until a couple from Houston looking to buy some West Texas land where they could enjoy fresh air and mountain scenery found the Gage Hotel. And like Alfred Gage, J.P. and Mary John Bryan Jr. had a vision and restored the Gage back to its original Trost design. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
That's a nice hotel down there. You and I both stayed in there various times.
If you ever get a chance, go. It's worth it. I mean, you're out. It's like Marathon. It's the middle of nowhere. Marathon, right? Yeah, but then you go down to Big Bend just down the road.
You need a plan to go do something that day because the hotel is what it is. But
yeah, excellent restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, it's a great thing. And you know, we also want to point out, since it's a great historic site, and you have J.P. Bryan, who's been trying to help us with Durangito in Texas. He's obviously a real preservationist. We also want to point out that, you know, we don't want to forget our good friends that are out there, which is Max Grossman, who does the El Paso History Alliance Facebook page, which has got over 60, 70,000 followers now, one of the largest in the country.
It's 70. I got to change
70,
that
yeah. And it's, I mean, because you think about that, he's what attention he's giving El Paso just through that website. And then also you have Barbara Given-Bainey and her crew at Remember in El Paso Win, and they do have pretty much the same thing. They're doing wonderful pictures, stories, different, but they're not doing it all different. They're not copying each other. They're always finding something new and exciting. So definitely check them out at El Paso Facebook page, Remember in El Paso Win.
She put up a picture of El Paso High School the day Lindbergh came to town. They had big event. That was the biggest places to have. They said 12,000 people.
Well,
there.
Yeah, the Pershing used to go there. I mean, he did his leaving ceremony there, but he did a lot of different a lot of the military did special events there because it was so big. No, there was nothing else like it in El Paso.
Well, thank BGB, Barbara Given-Bainey. Yes. She's got moderators, Craig Hayes. She's the chief admin, Ken Weiss, Paul Louis, and Bernie Sargent. All right, we're going to talk more about El Paso High School. Hey, y'all, you still there? We got, who do we have? We all cast of thousands on this phone call. We've got Anna Modis. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, keep calling me sir. I'm thinking my father. This is my father here.
Mister to you.
Sandy Aronson, the lady on the tour. Hello again.
Good morning.
And you're Amata Flores. And Amata, you're kind of like the driving force of this crowd because you're the lady with the construction company. You're the head. And you had it all figured out when it came time to ask EPISD would they do it. You had everything cleared down to the permits, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yes, I had everything done ready.
So
you can't refuse it. You can't refuse it. It's been approved by the city.
I've noticed you get things done. And I do appreciate you getting on the program today and arranging the posse there. But Sandy was one of the more formidable tour guides that you could have had. And we went over there, 2 weeks ago, Sandy, on a Monday? But,
yes.
And let's take another look at something you found over there, because as Andrew, get ready for cut four, we also found some pictures you had on the wall.
We have pictures from 1916, 1918 classes, some of your grandparents, great-grandparents maybe, class pictures starting from 1967. We have military. The oldest picture we have is from 1888. Five cadets. El Paso High was the first high school in Texas to have JROTC, and the ROTC people still wear number one on their uniforms. General Pershing was here at, was a general at Fort Bliss in 1914, and he used El Paso High School's stadium to review the troops.
Sounds like Pershing got around. They even got a road named after him. But Pershing, those pictures on the wall, that's another part of the museum at El Paso High School on campus. You walk in, there's pictures all over the place. And Sandy, you pointed out the junior ROTC, and you had a picture bunch of them.
Well, the 1888 five cadets. And what I've heard was that we were the first JROTC in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And they still wear number one on their uniform.
It's amazing how many firsts there are in El Paso. That's kind of like the thing that a lot of people don't understand. Like, we had the first symphony. We had the first libraries, I understand. All kinds of firsts came through here.
Kindergarten.
And the first kindergarten.
Kindergarten, that's right. And that, and who put that together? Who was that? Melissa, you should know that one from that video.
I think that was Olga Kohlberg.
Kohlberg.
Yeah.
There you go.
Olga Kohlberg and the Women's Club, a lot of other important women in town, plus city at that time. So, yeah, there was a lot of teamwork that put that together.
A lot of desegregation occurred first in El Paso. That's another thing to think about. But the thing about El Paso High School, the lady on the hill, as we call it, I remember going to football games, though, even I was on an opposing team. But, and by the way, when you guys used to light the E, we lit the A on the other side, I never kicked your cans into an A. I never did that.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
We'd be pointing up there saying, look at the E, look at the E, and all of a sudden it was an A.
Wait a minute.
I heard by the time I got to Austin High School, I was one of the guys lighting the A. And so I heard that story, like, okay, how would you even do that? Those cans are red hot. Well, people, if they don't know what we're talking about, did any of you ever go do that?
We used to paint the E every spring.
Oh, you painted it with the whitewash.
Yeah,
okay.
With the whitewash. Did you ever have a nice time up there?
Did you ever go light it like I'm talking about?
No, it was usually the E Association.
Okay. Do you know? Can I explain it? One of you can explain it. The cafeterias at the high schools used to get beans and peas and vegetables in a gallon can.
Right.
So we'd ask them to save all the big gallon cans, and we'd fill up burlap sacks with those. I mean, 6 or 8 burlap sacks. We need like 400 cans to light the A. So
was it kerosene?
Well, we take the cans up there, put a rock in the bottom so it wouldn't go anywhere. Then you put a bank of sawdust up to the top like a wick. Then you put the kerosene in. And when you run down the mountain with a railroad flare, all you got to do is just touch the flare to each can. Boom, it goes off. And the way we used to do it, those things would last almost all night. The last time the A was lit was about maybe 12, 15 years ago. An alumni association did it, and they had a fire department up there make it put it out in 20 minutes. So you can't have the fun you used to have anymore.
It used to be so great to look up at the mountain and see all the letters lit up, the J, the A, the
Burgess B,
the Cathedral, El Paso High.
The C for Cathedral. Uh-huh. Yeah, everything like that used to go on all the time, and you couldn't really drive across Scenic Drive very well because of all the cars up there parked, people up there lighting their letters. Well, let's move on to some more of the tour here. We have got some interesting things there. Cut fire, Andrew. Get it going and hit it now.
Also in the museum are majorette, drum majors, choir. We have a trumpet that somebody donated. We have some items from the drama department, some old shoes. We got some costumes from the estate of Liz Gaidry. An alum brought us some old booster ribbons. Game day, or the week of the game, the football game, they used to sell booster ribbons for 10 cents a quarter, and they all had beat whoever the team was that you were going to play. For instance, here's one that says, Tigers, Clobber Cathedral. Another one may say, Join the Tiger Rebellion, beat Mayfield. So we have a lot of the booster ribbons from way back. We have a diploma from 1899. It was hard to read the name of the graduate, but we have all the graduate list. This lady, Emma Helene Hoffman, graduated in 1899, and we have her diploma.
You got all kinds of things in there, and the diploma's on the wall. It's really an interesting, nostalgic look. As I said earlier, El Paso history, the fabric of what you did is part of the fabric of El Paso, obviously. Any comments from y'all on what we're talking about here, the ribbons? I remember wearing those ribbons, a dime each or 15 cents yeah. each.
Those were all fun days. Another history fact about football, since we're talking football, is that El Paso High was the first official football game to be played in the Southwest at night. So in 1928, El Paso High School Tigers beat the Alpine Ross Cubs with the score of 26-0. So see, Friday night football with under the lights was, again, played at El Paso High for the first time.
You think it was the first in Texas?
In the first in the Southwest, I know.
In the Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, in Texas.
Oh, but you also had the first Sun Bowl.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Three Sun Bowls, the first three Sun Bowls.
Yeah.
1935-37. So the R.R. Jones Stadium was used for a lot of things.
And what's the name of the stadium?
R.R. Jones.
Jones. We'll get to that clip in a minute, but the stuff that went on there in history is amazing. What other facts? But the next thing we're going to do is play a clip about the Trost pictures and stuff. But what other thoughts do y'all have before we get to that?
I would like to point something out, Jackson.
Sure.
You know, El Paso High School is a historical site, and I'd just like to point out that it became a historical site because of Ana Maris.
Ah.
She was a senior and got it designated as a historical site.
Good for you, because it is.
It is. And, I mean, she, I don't know how she got it done, but she worked on it and worked on it until she had it. It's both state and national. Isn't that, Anna?
It's listed as a National Registry of Historic Places, and I'll give you another bit of information. For the centennial in 2016, went to make sure everything was in order and get new Texas Historic Landmark signs and National Historic Landmark signs put on the building. And I found that the Texas landmark designation, that the state of Texas lost the paperwork.
Oh, that, well, you know, you can still do that.
So it's not possible to get a national without a Texas, right? It's a progression. Right.
I don't know.
So
go ahead.
What the Texas Historic Commission did is they grandfathered El Paso High School, and of course, grandfathered it back to the 1979 date, but when you pull up the paperwork, you will see it says 2015. So they grandfathered it in, and so when people go and look 100 years from now, they're going to say, how did they get a national historic designation in 1980, but the Texas date shows 2015.
Now you know.
Well, now you know. The reason is Texas lost the paperwork, and they knew that it had been completed, so they just grandfathered it in.
We're talking about one of the most historic structures in El Paso, and it was built by the Trost Company, the famous Trost Company. We need to take another commercial break here. We're going to come back and talk about the Trost people, because they were instrumental in putting that school on the map.
It was the two brothers.
What's that phone number?
It's 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Have you considered becoming a court-appointed special advocate? Hi, this is Andrew J. Polk. CASA of El Paso needs volunteers now more than ever, and you can make a big difference and help change the lives of some of the most vulnerable in our community. Kids are still coming into the court system now and need your voice to help advocate for them through the process. You don't need any special qualifications or background. Just be at least 21, be able to pass a background check, and have the willingness to make a difference. If that sounds like you, head right now to CASAofElPaso.org and start helping to change a life today.
At WellMed, we know that to stay healthy, you must keep up with your health. Don't delay care for chronic conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. Get your recommended screenings, immunizations, and vaccinations, including the flu shot. WellMed cares. The Medicare annual enrollment period is from October 15 through December 7th. Remember to choose a health plan that puts you with a WellMed doctor. Visit WellMedFindADoctor.com or call 866-292-0360.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk weekdays at 4 with the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show, breaking down the impact of the news and taking your calls. That's Talk El Paso live Monday through Friday at 4 right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got to tell you who's coming in here next week. We're going to talk Halloween stuff, but Ghost Stories of El Paso. It is a series of 4 DVDs I made with local psychics. They would take me on location to places that they said were haunted. And I couldn't see the ghost, but they talked to the ghost, and I said, oh, are you really? But every time they'd point one out, someone would take a still picture. We had still photographers with us, well, as video. They'd take a still picture, and sure enough, there'd be a big orb exactly where the person said that the ghost was.
Yeah.
So I got to thinking, there's something to this. And that's why I got involved. I actually did it thinking, okay, history ends when the fire happens and nobody can read the tea leaves anymore. And so I said, well, I wonder what happened to San Elizario. So we took Lady Diana Calamia down to San Elizario to the jail. And the stuff that went on there was a bit unusual. There were orbs of light hitting her.
Yeah.
And then they jumping into the jail and jumping out of the jail. And I didn't see that till we looked at the video later. She was talking to all kinds of ghosts down. Anyway, so that's the video we're going to look at. We were going to play him at a Scaredy Park on next weekend, 3 nights, but that got canceled. So we're going to have Diana Calamia on next week with her husband, JR.
Yay.
And the two of them were instrumental in some of the stuff we did. You were in on one of those things.
One or two of them. They were the first ones, the tour.
You did Concordia?
Yeah, we're doing the Concordia tour.
Concordia was weird.
That was. She found that area was the northwest corner of the cemetery that was a, she thought that there had been animals or something.
A corral.
In that area. And there actually, we believe there was, because there you had a trails, or a,
the Butterfield Trail went by there.
The Butterfield Trail, but you also had a rancho that was there later on. So who knows?
She pointed out a huge circle that was under the ground, and it was all been bulldozed since. But we found that on ground radar. It was there. Anyway, enough of that. So almost enough of that. That's October 31st, Halloween show. We're going to focus on the ghost stories of El Paso with those people. And November 7th, the Truth Society president, Bernie Sargent, be our guest reporter. I think he's going to get to go through the hotel down there. It won't be open on a grand open basis.
No,
but
doggone it.
He can get in there, right?
Yeah.
He can take a look at that.
That's right. He's working on that. I apologize. He is working on that. I had another project he's doing.
Well, we'll hear about the new Paso del Norte Hotel, which was another Trost building.
Yeah, he's been through it through different stages. So it's been real interesting with pictures he's brought back and such.
He and I went through there a year ago and changed to look at the Mexican Revolution shot
from
the roof. Man, the place was just, you could see all the way through the whole hotel. they put it back together, so anyway, we'll get from Bernie a tour on the 7th. November 14th, this will be a bit unusual. Everything we do is unusual. November 14th, Felipe Solis and Zool Bailey. They're going to take us through El Paso history that Zool has seen, because he's gone and performed his music in various places around the city.
Yeah.
So we're going to get him to play some of that music and tell us what was going on there. I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll find out.
It'll be very nice.
What do you got?
Okay. Well, I wanted to let her, again, here's another one that's very questionable. San Elizario Historic District has guided tours every fourth Sunday of the month. There's one scheduled for tomorrow, but at noon and at 3 p.m., but I'm not sure. Now, they're outside of the city limits, so they may not be holding to the same restrictions.
They're in a county.
But you can call them at 915-851-0093 to find out if they're, you know, what their restrictions are down there. But it's a nationally listed San Elizario Historic District, and it's just a fantastic place. Restaurants, I mean, you just go down there and drive down for the restaurants. It's a nice drive.
Oh, it is. It's a pleasant place. All right. We got a short break here, but before the break, we'll talk to El Paso High School crowd again. And something we might want to do, you want to take a look at some of the Trost issues that you have there at El Paso High School? Sandy? We could, let's do that.
The Trost, we have Henry Trost, Gustavus Trost, and Adolphus Trost.
You have their pictures. All right, let's go through that clip. We have you saying that on location when we took the tour. Here comes cut number 6.
We have several items from the architect of the school, Henry Trost. We have a drawing of the ground floor. We have pictures of the building going up. We have the three Trost brothers, Gustavus, Henry, and Augustus. We have the letterhead from Trost and Trost. We also have the J.E. Morgan and Sons letterhead. They were the general contractor of El Paso High. We also have construction pictures of as they were building El Paso High School. Also in the Alumni Association Museum, we have the original alma mater and fight song. It was composed by Francis Moore.
A lot of history there. And you have the drawings. Those are fascinating to look at.
Yes. Yeah, they really are.
And what else do you have over there? You got the pictures of the three of them, you said?
Yes, and I said his name was Augustus, but it was Adolphus. And Gustavus and Adolphus were twins, and one was Gustavus Adolphus, and the other was Adolphus Gustavus.
Can you imagine?
And that is from Margaret Smith, the granddaughter of Gustavus.
Yeah, and the niece of, therefore, Henry. Yeah, she would have been the granddaughter of one of them.
She's the granddaughter of Gustavus and the great-niece of Henry.
Has she been down there to see the museum yet?
No, she hasn't.
Next time she comes to him, she's on the board of the Trost Society, as well as she has her own website on Trost, which features the high school also. So
She was here with her mom in 2014 when they celebrated the 100 year at UTEP.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think her mom went to school there.
Oh, no.
She didn't come to El Paso High.
She didn't? Okay.
Oh, I thought she did. But next time she comes to town, we'll definitely bring her over to the museum.
I think she'd get a kick out of that.
Yes, she needs to. She knows how to get a hold of me.
Another one of those famous places in El Paso is El Paso High School. All right, we're going to come back and talk about Jones Stadium after this. And also, if you guys want to, we can talk about the ghosts of El Paso High School.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of enthusiasm.
Well, I interviewed...
It's getting close to Halloween.
Well, that's why we're doing this. I interviewed Toby Tovar, who was a teacher there for some 32 years, I think he said it was. And I interviewed him about 2 months before he died, and he spilled his guts on what happened to him and ghosts. He had been kind of quiet about it up till then, but I was bugging him, can I talk to you on camera? And he finally said, okay, come on over. And the stuff that happened in his classroom, to me, was like, oh, you got to be kidding. He looked at me and says, no, I am not kidding. So El Paso High has got a few extra residents that don't seem to go home after school. We'll get to that after the break here. Call us if you need to, and or you can look at it on a Facebook page.
You can go to our Facebook page where I posted a picture from the Guinness World Book Records attempt.
The picture?
Yeah, also, it's a great picture.
Also, ephistory690@gmail.com if you want to send us a Gmail.
That's right.
And the phone number.
Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-5876. KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Hi, El Paso. I'm Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, and I'm running for the 383rd District Court. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I come from a very traditional Hispanic family. My grandmother, she was really the role model for all of us. Whatever you do, make sure that you're helping your community. She lived that. And my progression of my career, I've always been a public servant. It's not just running a case and finishing the case. It's, is it working for you? Is it working for your family? I'm going to be here to help you if you allow me to help you. Bringing resources to help families. Following up with them. And that's why I'm running for the 383rd District Court, because we can do more. We should be doing more, and we can do more. And if I can do that to help El Paso, help our families, then I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I am Judge Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez, and I approve this message.
This political ad paid for by Phyllis Martinez-Gonzalez.
If you don't know what to do when you get lost on a hike, Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things, is here to help. And it also has an entire chapter on donuts. That's less useful if you're on a hike, but I mean, tell me that's not Stuff You Should Know. Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things. Pre-order now at stuffyoushouldknow.com or wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
President Trump is back, and Newsmax TV is fully covering his rallies live and without interruption. Newsmax TV is rising fast. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly and Sean Spicer. Plus on weekends, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Diamond and Silk. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide. Get Newsmax free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and Samsung and LG. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now.
Guys, you know that new Untucked shirt you've been eyeing? Well, now's your chance to save big on all your favorites with the sale happening right now at Untucked.com for a limited time only. At Untucked, we design shirts to be worn untucked. Our shirts are the perfect way to feel comfortable and look sharp, so the next time you have to roll out of bed and straight onto a Zoom call, reach for an Untucked shirt instead. Don't miss your chance to save big on these top styles for the season with the sale going on now at Untucked.com. Untucked, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Killer hits. Commercial free. That's Halloween Radio on iHeartRadio. From Thriller to Ghostbusters, Nightmare on My Street to Monster Mash, and so many more. This spooky station is perfect for putting you in the Halloween spirit all month long. Plus, our Halloween playlist has all the fright with even more bite. Just open the free iHeartRadio app and search Halloween.
It's all there, waiting for you.
iHeartRadio, number one for music, radio, and podcasting, all in one app. iHeartRadio.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, well, you got to talk El Paso Inc. down here. You ready?
That's right.
This week only in El Paso Inc.
In their first interview since being sued for allegedly defrauding charter school investors, the superintendent of EPISD and a former board member say the allegations are untrue.
Also in the Inc., why mysterious mailers that urge recipients to choose leaders that keep El Paso strong are being denounced by several local political candidates.
Two El Paso groups are recruiting youth ambassadors and cultural performers for the upcoming World Expo in Dubai.
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Tomorrow night on ABC 7 Extra, the Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner says the Trump's border wall is keeping undocumented immigrants out of the U.S. But a local immigration attorney begs to differ. CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan came to El Paso to examine progress on improvements to the border barrier. He gave a one-on-one interview to ABC 7 Extra Sunday edition, Osaul Signs. They covered a wide range of issues from the border wall, the pandemic, and its effects on CBP agents. CBP agents, I said that? Yeah, I did.
I got it right.
I got it right the first time. As well as migrant protection protocols.
Immigration attorney Daniel Caudillo refuted Morgan's claims on several issues. Both are Saul's guest on ABC 7 Extra Sunday night after the weekend news at ABC 7 Extra. That would be a good show.
Protocols. I often say they're protocols, but that's something. That ain't what it is.
That's what I was trying to say. Undeniably. I was like,
we got to use words in here, and it's sometimes difficult.
You mean educated words.
Okay. Well, no, just real
educated,
words.
Educated.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk El Paso High history, because, I mean, there's so much cool
Speaking
stuff.
Speaking of education.
Amada Flores, reintroducing her, the president of the El Paso High School Alumni Association. Front and center, good morning.
Good morning.
You're here.
I'm here.
That's good. Anna Modis, a lady who knows the history and cares about the school. Anna. Say hello.
How are you this morning?
Just say hello. Okay. And Sandy
Aaron. We're fine.
Well, she's the...
What else do you
have? Well, not only that, I think she's the researcher in the group. I guess. Sounds like it. And Sandy Aronson, the lady that does the tours. Thank you for doing that tour the other day, Sandy. That was fun.
It was fun.
And you guys have a... Throw out a phone number again, if you wish, on how to get a tour. And it has to be carefully done, I guess, these days, right?
It does have to be carefully done. You can call Sandy Aronson. She'll give you her number. Or you can call my office here, where we could also schedule them. My office number is 545-2246.
Say that slowly.
545-2246.
That's a 915 if you're out of town. And
915, yeah. Yes. And we're... There's somebody here to take the calls from 8 to 5.
Okay.
I want to point out, your website for the El Paso Alumni Association is excellent. I really like how it's set up and the pictures and the history and happenings and museum and everything you need to know is there, which we did post on the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
Well, you know, Anna and Jana Bowman are the ones that keep that up, and they do a fabulous job. I mean, it's up to date.
Good stuff.
Anything happening, I mean, they keep it up. Anna does.
Well, that's the problem with websites these days. They get kind of old and cranky, and people say, well, what is all this old information?
It's not easy to do.
Let's move on to Jones Stadium, because Jones Stadium was named for a very important guy. Here is Sandy Aronson talking about Jones Stadium at the museum.
The stadium is one of the stadiums that you must see before you die in the state of Texas. It's historic. And it was named for R.R. Jones. He was the first assistant principal in 1914. In 1943 is the first indication of when the stadium was named. That's the year that he retired. We were trying to find the date, and we found several of his great-grandchildren who also came for the opening of the museum. We're still friendly with a number of them.
interesting stuff there you have at El Paso High School.
It's on the bucket list is what she's saying.
Yeah, you better go and see. And well, actually, the stadium's great.
Yes, it really is. It really is cool.
Actually, the stadium was rebuilt about 8 or 9 years ago, maybe 10.
What do you mean?
They rebuilt the whole thing.
Refurbished, yeah.
You took out the concrete? You took the concrete out and started over?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
And covered a bunch of the tunnels.
Got tunnels. You had tunnels going under the stadium, did you not?
Yes.
What the heck was that all about?
Well, I don't know. Probably some people had dug them up to try to escape the Mexican Revolution. And,
oh, come on.
You know, no, really.
Oh, my.
I mean, there was stuff written on the walls of people saying goodbye to their people because the Pancho Villa was chasing them out of.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Well, now, you also had tunnels that went back into the mountainside, apparently, of some kind. And those were ghost tunnels, were they not?
Yes. And then, of course, we have the tunnels under the school that we have on tour every couple of years. I mean, we have them every year, but we won't be able to have them for a couple of years now.
Okay. Also, there was a bunch of classrooms that apparently got sealed up in the middle of the building down low, and nobody's gone in those since they were sealed up. What is that all about?
Anna, do you know what that's all about? Anna has the original plans of the school.
Oh, wow.
Original.
Well, the original plans of the school are actually downtown at the Paso Public Library. And so you can go see them there. I have copies of them. And it shows rooms that were sealed and
why?
And why they were sealed. I have no idea.
I remember talking to Toby Tovar. I mentioned him earlier. There was some time that they had a snow day and the kids were gone and the teachers started roaming around the school looking at stuff. They poked a hole in a wall and looked in and they saw all these desks and all set up as a classroom and none of them had ever been in there before. But they could see that's what was in it and they couldn't figure out what that was about. Toby Tovar was an interesting teacher at that school. He had a math class on the, I guess it would be the right-hand wing or the north and east wing of that school. And he told me, I went in and talked to him and interviewed him on camera, and it's in one of our ghost videos, but he said his classroom was haunted, and he had to make deals with the ghosts. He'd turn around and be writing on the board in preparation for his class. He'd turn around, all of his papers would be scattered all over the room, and the windows weren't open. So he said, okay, what do you need to do now? What the ghosts wanted him to do was leave the seats vacant. All the seats on right by the window had to be left vacant. And any student that wanted to come in and sit at them, they became very uncomfortable. Toby said, oh, you want to sit on those seats? Go try it. And the kids would always jump up and leave because somebody was poking them or punching them. Have you guys ever heard that one?
No. There's some that I have heard, like the plant that a teacher moved from one window to another, and in the morning it was on the floor.
Oh, yeah. And another one Toby told me, in the gym that's still active on that northeast wing, they were doing basketball practice, and they would run up and down and up and down. And at one time, he had all the students go running down to the other end of the court. And behind them, nobody was turned that direction. One of those big, heavy, huge wooden benches was in front of a door that used to store chairs. It was a low door. And all of a sudden, that door flew across the room and hit the other wall. And he said, practice is over. We're leaving. And they had to come back the next day. But he said that scared the heck out of him. So, I mean, there's stuff like that. And, of course, the cheerleader that jumped off the roof or something. My goodness.
Yeah, I experienced that.
What do you mean?
We were in the auditorium, and this is something that many people have experienced where they hear crying.
Oh.
And it's a sad story, but we won't go into it because it's a long story.
Well, she jumped off and killed herself. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right, killed herself. And you can hear her crying, you know. And then you hear where she screams and jumps off. And we were doing something there in the auditorium, and we just took off like crazy. You know, we don't want to hear this anymore.
Well,
there was four of us there.
Oh, my.
And so we just took off.
Well, the thing about the ghost in Toby's class, he made the smart move. You make a deal with him. You don't argue with him. Say, yeah, you want the chairs by the window? You got them. But, I mean, that's some of the stuff that we found out when we were doing the ghost stories, is that, you know, they're actually former people. And they're not unreasonable, but if you treat them like dirt, they're going to come back at you like dirt.
They're going to haunt you.
Exactly.
There you go.
And
a couple of years ago, one of the police, the guards, was coming down the stairs, and somebody was taking pictures of the school and all, and you can see these strobe lights coming down with him.
Oh.
very, you know, he saw it, and he said, oh, my God, he says, I come down these stairs all the time. Then at night, the police who patrol the school will see on the fourth floor, the lights will come on. They go up there to turn them off, and they're off.
Oh.
Then they come back down, and they're on. And they go back up, and they're off. Then a couple of months ago, there was a picture of somebody in a window.
Oh,
and
wow.
Some kids were taking pictures because they were checking out the ghost.
Mm.
They took off. I mean, they could see the shadow.
Of course, there's
and
that.
It was in the newspaper.
Well, there's a famous one that we put in the video that we did on Ghost Stories of El Paso, and that is there is a person in the class photo, and everybody
yes,
around.
The lady. The
yeah.
lady.
Well, there's a girl in white. Dressed
and
in white.
She's also, when we had the Centennial, when we're down in the stadium, she's down there too.
Oh, no, really? In your mm-hmm. picture?
In the picture.
Oh, so she showed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I showed you that picture, Jack.
Yes.
And she's just an alumni. What is the problem with
this? And did you get the counter for the Guinness record? No.
No.
That's probably why you lost. If you'd invited all the ghosts to come through the Guinness picture, you might have made it. Jeezy peasy. El Paso High School.
For my class 30th reunion, we had Ken Hudnall come. And he wrote that book, Ghosts of the Southwest.
Right.
And he told us some of the stories. And in his book, he documents those from Toby.
Oh, yeah. Well, Toby was very clear on what he said and what he saw. And it was also his last day of work, so he didn't care what anybody thought of him. He recorded my stuff and left. And he died two months later, so we dedicated that video to him. Anyway, we got to take another break here and come back and wrap up this El Paso High Crowd. They have a museum on campus.
It's cool,
the
too,
only
from all
school
the pictures. Yeah.
I've heard about that does this. And if you want to get us on the email, it's, what is that, ephistory690@gmail.com or the Facebook page.
Go to El Paso Radio Show.
You got a bunch of people messaging you on there? You had several, you said.
Yeah, but I just switched over to messages now. I'll have to get back to that later.
Fair enough. All right, we shall be back in just a moment.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
The best, most affordable plan for you. Walgreens. They make Medicare easy.
What's President Trump's secret plan to win? It's in Blitz, the new book by David Horowitz. Already 10 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, Mark Levin says you must read Blitz. Mike Huckabee says if every American read it, Trump would win in a landslide. Newsmax calls Blitz Trump's roadmap to victory. It reveals the power behind Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and shows their dangerous agenda for America. Blitz names secret billionaires out to stop Trump, and Blitz says Trump has a last-minute surprise that will shock you. The big networks won't talk about Blitz and David Horowitz, but Americans like you are finding out the truth in Blitz. Get Blitz at bookstores everywhere or check out Newsmax's free offer for Blitz and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Blitz is the book for the 2020 election. Get it today. Call 800-NEWSMAX.
Your health can't wait. Doctors say now more than ever is the time to guard your heart health.
I'm Dr. Mohammed Talib, cardiologist with El Paso Heart. We know COVID-19 can attack the heart, damaging your heart muscle and causing blood clots. Do not ignore your symptoms. We are here to answer your questions and help protect your heart. Do not delay. Your safe care is our priority. To make an appointment, call 1-855-93-HEART. Again, that's 1-855-93-HEART.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Talk El Paso is going daily. Join host Andrew J. Polk Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 690 KTSM for the Borderlands' only live local talk radio show focused on what the news means for you. Election season is already reaching a fever pitch, and we'll have the latest updates and developments as we get closer to Election Day and beyond. Follow us on Facebook or call in during the show to 915-544-5876 to join me for Talk El Paso live weekdays 4 to 5 p.m. right here on News Radio 690 KTSM.
El Paso's News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We've been talking El Paso High School history with the crowd that should know that the Alumni Association, they've established a museum on campus at the El Paso High area. It's up on top with the main building, but it's a separate building. It is the former custodian's residence. They took it over. But by the EPISD knows about this. You guys didn't just sneak up on them, did you?
It just moved in.
You can't do that.
Squatters.
We got Sandy Aronson, Anna Matas, and Amanda Flores. And you guys did a great job putting that museum together. Well, I got one more clip to play for you, and it's about some of the sports equipment. I looked at that and said, oh, my goodness. Listen to this. This is Sandy on tour in the museum.
In our sports area, we have equipment that they don't wear today. We have leather helmet, we have some leather shoes, leather cleats, leather glove. We also have a leather football. Plus, we have a 1947 state basketball championship picture. This team was the first team to fly to the state tournament in Austin. The team was nicknamed the Flying Tigers. El Paso High won four state championships, 1920, 1921, 1941, and 1947.
And so you guys are ready for another championship, aren't you?
Yes, yes. I need a correction. It was 21 and 22,
okay.
41 and 47.
Okay, well, you're not going to get one in football this year because they lost by 40 to nothing last night. We won't talk about that, will we? No, we won't. But how's homecoming this year? It's got to be rather subdued. Did it already happen?
I don't think it's going to happen.
Not at all? That's too bad, because everything that we do as a society has been affected by this nonsense. But you'll have your museum open at some point. And if you can open it, you're not sure at this point, can you have tours or not? Or how's it look?
I think we can. I think we can have tours, but you know we're going to have to... Wear the masks and have the distancing. And
oh,
all.
Yeah, the whole bit. But in the meantime, you will take donations from alumni who want to help you out with that museum. And you mentioned you had expansion plans. You have a south direction you want to put another wing on. And then also you've got your carport. What do I call it, a carport? That's not a carport. What is the over?
The patio.
Patio, that's what it is.
Covered patio.
It's a covered patio. It's like a carport.
And it overlooks the stadium so that you can be out there partying and look at the football game, watch the football game.
That's cool, yeah.
That's really a good place there. Tell us what else we need to know about all this. I mean, we've got to put the phone number out there for a tour, Sandy, if you don't mind, throw that out again.
What we need to also let you know is the renovation of the facade at the school and some of the areas.
Oh, yes,
that Anna can tell you about, because she did all that late work getting that money donated, not donated, but appropriated to El Paso High, which is in addition to the $26.5 million or something like that. You want to tell them about that, Anna?
That is so we're excited and collaborating with EPISD. They've approved a $17.5 million funding level for restoration of the facade, which is a safety issue. As the school's 104 years old, and the mortar between the bricks is coming out. But not only that, the terracotta, as it gets cracks, and it rains, it expands, it contracts. And this past year, a piece fell. And many pieces have fallen. As the building gets older, that will continue to be the case. We don't know when, we don't know how, but with our 50, 60, 70 mile an hour winds, that will continue. So EPISD has taken some steps to alleviate some of that by putting chicken wire to hold pieces that they know are moving. But again, more needs to be done for the safety of the students.
And to stabilize it.
But now's the time to move forward with this, right? The students aren't there. The building would be the perfect opportunity to start their renovation.
So if you know somebody on the board of EPISD, help them out, get this done.
There's also Preservation Texas, and they do give out grants for different things. There's a lot of different funding grants you might be able to go after to preserve at the National Historic Preservation.
Oh,
so.
I want to mention one thing. We did have a caller, a question about Easter services. That's a very good place for Easter sunrise services. Everybody in the stadium can see the sunrise. Is that still going on from time to time?
No. I think they discontinued them. Do you know, Anna, Sandy?
Yeah, I don't know when the last one was.
I went to one or two of those when I was a kid. Great thing to do. Anyway, thank you guys from El Paso High School for coming in and talking about this on the radio. We have alumni president Amada Flores, Anna Mattis, and Sandy Aronson, the go-getters and the researchers, and the tour lady. Thank you for the tour there, Sandy. Appreciate that. And thank you guys for being on the radio. Good luck with this. And you have a website, Melissa. You want to give that out real quick? Their website?
Oh, the El Paso.
Somebody give it out.
I just tucked it away.
Alumni.
EPHS Alumni Association.com.
Go there, get some information, and talk about what can be done to help El Paso High School. You're going to have a big party once it's available, right?
Yes, we are. We need help to get this addition built to the museum so that it does become a big, full-fledged museum.
Contact them. Thank you, guys. We're done for time. Appreciate you being on the radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Indeed. See everybody next week. Thank you all. And everybody next week on the El Paso History Radio Show. Melissa, you coming back?
I'm going to be here.
And thank you, Andrew, in the control room. Appreciate it. Thank you, Andrew. Take care, guys. See you in the streets.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.